Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are hard.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with the new friend, Dr. Stephen Webb. Not for long, though. We'll get him back another day. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the author of Education in a Violent World. He's a trained expert in law enforcement and also in school education safety. We talked earlier, he introduced us to five apps your children are using right now that you need to know about and probably stop them from using. Steve, thanks again for being here. I want to change horses and go to and move more to the analog world now and talk about the school assaults, the shootings, the attacks, and all that, and the controversy around whether someone should be armed in a school. Now, the guy, the monster that killed those beautiful, precious little children in Connecticut a few years ago, if I'm not mistaken, he already knew they weren't armed. He had a reason to go there because he knew that they weren't armed. And I've heard of other examples where the person who was attacking knew which school to go to because the people couldn't resist them. What do you think?
Yeah, there's some truth to that. I mean, but that school had just locked their doors. I mean, there are schools that still do not lock their doors today because they just don't believe that is something that they want to be, that they want their community to be. And time and time again, I've traveled all over the nation and talked to people in all of these schools that have had tragedy, and they say, I just can't believe it happened here.
Right.
And that's our minds playing tricks on us, mm-hmm. instead of us doing what needs to be done to protect our kids.
What should we be doing in our schools? We should lock the doors. You think that's, it breaks my heart to say that, but I'm sure you're right. We should lock the doors. What about the resource officer? Should the resource officer be armed?
Absolutely. And then they need to be armed with whatever's coming at them. Even if somebody would have been in that school, if they'd only had just a handgun, which most officers carry, they would have been outgunned. That officer in Parkland, he only had a handgun, he would probably be outgunned. He should have engaged, but he would have been outgunned. These officers in schools are there to protect children after an event has started. And that's the thing we got to realize. The average response time, particularly in rural America, is 7.7 minutes. Most of these events are done in 5 minutes.
And then when they get there, they've got to figure out what's going on. The resource officer would know immediately what's going on.
Correct. I'm a resource officer, and I trained as a raider, and I train other people as a raider, which a raider is rapid deployment, and it's solo engagement, meaning first on the scene, first in the scene.
Right.
You've got an officer there that's ready to roll, that has been trained often on how to handle these types of things. That's zero response time. You save lives.
So what do you think about teachers being armed in school?
Absolutely. But they have to be trained in that particular environment. Just being trained, just going out and shooting once every 5 years as a concealed carry holder is not enough. This is an environment with children. This is an environment that is dangerous inherently because kids get in scraps. They get in fights. You have to separate the fights. You have to understand how to carry your weapon. There are a lot of things, a lot of responsibilities to having a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And just being a concealed carry holder does not make you qualified to be inside of a school building.
Do you think teachers should be carrying them in school, not just securing them in their desk or their or whatever? You think they should have them on their body?
If they are properly trained, absolutely, because this doesn't happen to where you can go to your desk and get your weapon out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I were a principal If I were a principal, if I were the one of the leaders of the school, I'd want to be armed. I'd want to do what I could to protect my children.
And then you just said it. Do what you can to protect your children. We have found that even if there are weapons in the building, there are still shootings. I mean, Columbine, there was a police officer there. At
yep.
Marshall County, Kentucky, there was a police officer there. That doesn't stop the shooting.
Right.
It's zero response time. It saves lives once it happens.
No question about it. Hey, I need you got a website, Steve?
Yes, go to drstevewebb.com, drstevewebb.com.
DrSteveWebb.com. The book is called Education in a Violent World. Hey, Steve, will you come back?
Absolutely. Call anytime.
We enjoyed having you here. Dr. Stephen Webb, ladies and gentlemen, check out his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.